Now we've got another interview, but with some school captains from Epsom Primary School.
Hi, I'm Yasmin.
I'm Ethan.
I'm Ruby.
And I'm Cav.
Can you please introduce yourself and your roles before we start this interview?
Hi, I'm Asha. I'm the vice captain girl.
Hi, I'm Cassie and I'm the captain.
Hi, I'm Brian. I'm vice captain.
Hi, I'm Seaton and I am the captain.
Today we are here to ask you some questions about your leadership roles. We are from Berwick Lodge Primary School and we are all school captains. Our radio show is about the quest to find the qualities of being a good leader. Qualities we think are important are
work ethic, teamwork,
understanding leadership, positive role modelling,
personal responsibility, commitment to excellence,
attitude development, and finally, communication skills.
What do you think are important when you are a school leader?
Well, at our school, we have to run assembly, so being confident would be one of our ones.
Oh, that's a good one.
Having good behaviour and standing up for your role. Good behaviour and, stepping up to your leadership.
That's something I think we all need to follow.
I'm a role model for my sister and as a captain.
Well, Ethan, Ruby, Yasmin and I have the big responsibility of being a school captain for 2014.
I think one of the most important skills of being a school captain is having good behaviour as well.
Well, I think you should have good teamwork and great reliability.
What do you think?
What sort of things will you be doing as school captains?
We'll be doing assembly.
When you run assembly, do you like to do with the teachers and some of the children?
We do a presentation about respect and stuff.
And if the two school captains are sick or something, the deputy captains step up and host the assembly. And you have to organise the time of the assembly.
Sounds like a lot of responsibility.
What else do you do to help your school?
Well, sometimes we go on excursions with Mrs. Davy. She organises all the leadership team, including the junior school council that we elect soon, and we have to go to Anzac Day things, and there's a leadership thing that we go to learn to be a very good leader.
We also have that.
We might see you there.
Our junior school councils work with teachers and hold events to fundraise for our school and for other charities.
That's what our school council does.
On your blog, you mentioned you were proud of your success with technology. We read on your website that you learn to be a strawberry leader, not a watermelon leader. What does this mean?
Well, a watermelon leader is somebody who, you're hard on the outside and soft on the inside like that, but a strawberry is soft all around.
Oh, I understand now.
What does it mean if you're soft?
Well, that would mean, say at recess there might be, lots of rubbish out. You would pick it up and asking people to help you. But a watermelon leader would be somebody who, goes, you pick that up, you pick that up, you pick that up, instead of helping with them.
Or they would just throw rubbish on the ground and expect someone else to pick it up.
Yeah.
That's a great way of putting leadership into perspective.
Found this captaincy role challenging or exhilarating?
Well, we're not really sure yet because we've only been really announced on Friday. We were told on Friday, announced to the upper school on Friday, and told to the whole school today. So
we were announced, I think, last year on our final assembly.
And also congratulations on your roles, guys. You must be so thrilled to have achieved such a great thing.
Yeah. But poor Cash, she wasn't there yet on Friday, so she didn't actually know.
Oh.
In fact, the whole school, the upper school knew before her, she did.
Oh, but I bet when she did know she was so happy.
I think it was Friday afternoon because Miss Fitz.
Thank you so very much for having this in. Maybe we can talk to you again.
It was really great.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.